one election, not five.
Can I say in my grace?
That's what I said.
Okay, you're right. We're up to the two dots, or up to the words, Omarav Elazar, which is before the lines get wide. Then about five lines before the lines get extremely wide. Omarav Elazar. Okay, Tessayim the base. Do you have it in the back? Rabbi, could you show Mr. Marcus where we're up to? Omarav Elazar. Midasid. What does it mean when the Pasuk says in Tehillim, it says, Kein Avarechcha B'chaya B'shmecha Esaka. So the Pasuk says that you'll be blessed by your life, and by your name we will lift up your hands. So what is exactly this pasuk referring to? So he darshens it as follows. Kein Avarechcha B'chaya Zu Kriyas Shema. When it says that you'll be blessed by your life, Zu Kriyas Shema. For some reason he interprets that as Shema. And then immediately afterwards, appropriately in proper order, B'shmecha Esu Kapai Zu Tfilo. This is referring to
Davening. We know this is not Brachas Kohanim. The Siyas Kapai.
That's a good question. It's a very valid question.
The terminology is the same as that. Why do we say that it's, right. You know, why you esok kapai, you know, for Shmon Esri?
So it's brought down in the Sefer Magid Taluma. It says that.
Very well.
What? Yeah, the famous Sefer.
Yeah, famous Sefer.
It says like this. It says, what's this? First of all, what's the significance of this first part of the pasuk of Kein Avarechcha B'chaya? How do we see that life refers to Kriyas Shema? So he learns that Kriyas Shema, first of all, has eight askaros. 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned throughout the Shema. Some actually, one opinion of why the Shemona Esrei, there's three opinions as to why the Shemona Esrei has 18 brachos, what he's used to, was because the Shema, if you count it, has 18 names of Hashem. This guy never takes anything for granted. He always looks it up. So, Chai is 18, is life. So therefore, that's the connection to Kriyas Shema. Furthermore, as you count, he says like this. He says, V'gam Kriyas Shema hiba Mesiras HaNefesh. There's a direct connection of Chai, of giving of one's life, maybe literally or figuratively, giving of one's life, the serious nefesh. So we know the famous drasha of Rabbi Kiva, even if you have to give up your whole life. So therefore, the connection of life, being blessed with your life, is the connection of Kriyas Shema. To answer your question of the second part of the positive, which is Vishimcha, with your name, Esakapi, you will raise your hands, which you would maybe think is referring to Duchening or Berachas Kohanim. So the Magid Taluma says, "Kefi hai." What's the pshat? He says, "Hayinu she'omer kodem tefila." Before we begin the Shemoneh Esrei, we say, "Hashem sofosai tivtach, havi b'shmecha, in your name, esed kapi, raise up my hands." So he somehow is saying that.
But we don't raise our hands when we say Shemoneh Esrei.
Correct, but it means that the idea is, give me the opportunity to be able to be, that my tefillah should be miskabel, should be accepted. And therefore, that's the idea of raising one's hands, of having hatzlacha, of having success. And therefore, that's how he that's how it's interpreted. But you're right. I mean,
You have 18 blessings, right?
What?
You have 18 blessings, right?
We do it in the Shemoneh Esrei. In the Shemoneh Esrei is, yes, that's the case. Also, but for some... But it's only, for some reason, referring to the Kriyas Shema, because it has to be in order.
When,
so first it's the Shema, then the Shema.
When he refers to Kriyas Shema, he's referring to all three paragraphs? He's referring to all three paragraphs then?
The 18...
At that time, there was all three paragraphs all at once?
Yeah. Well, the Gemara learns, actually, the first two paragraphs, well, we discussed in great detail, which is Deraisa, what's Derabanan, what do you have to have Kavana for, what not Kavana for. The third paragraph, the Gemara said previously, even though it doesn't have really any connection, it doesn't say...
Are you including in the 18 the brachos lefanel, the brachos...
No, the three paragraphs of the Shema only.
No way.
What do you mean, no way?
It's not 18 times the Shem's name is mentioned.
No?
No. Count along with it. You ready? Yisrael Hashem is one, Elkeinu, okay, is two, Hashem is three.
Because three paragraphs,
That's all right. Matthias Hashem is four. That's it, four going through after Bahata. Okay, William Shemoa, Hashem Eliyam, Matthias, Hashem. Hashem Elkeinu, is you consider that both?
Yeah, that's two.
Okay, that's five, that's six. Seven. Eight.
That's not unreasonable to consider that being life. Consider that Shema's life.
That what?
It's not
that what?
I mean, to say that the Shema is not equivalent to the life of a person. If you do all the mitzvot, then it's going to be.
So you see that there is a connection?
No, I think it's not unreasonable to think.
14.
If you turn to Chof Chesem at base, well, yours has that. 28b.
Chof Chesem at base?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do? You have the fourth parak in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What am I supposed to do? Chof Chesem at base. If you look at Chof Chesem at base, eight lines from the bottom, nine lines from the bottom.
Yeah.
Right after the Mishnah, the Gemara asked the question, how do you ches kenegin me? Why is there 18 brachos? So there's a three-way machlokas. One says, it says Hashem's name 18 times in the paragraph of Havel Hashem b'nei Elim.
Okay.
We don't need to worry about this. I'm just trying to answer our question here. Rav Yosef Omer Kenegid Yilches Askara Shebekriya Shema.
I think you must be including the brachos lefaneh, brachos achareh. You counted it. I just counted it again. It's 14. You're not going to do it here. Fast. I don't care what it says here. I'm from Missouri. Show me state, okay? Shema yeah. Yisrael Hashem is one. Two.
Why two? There's three on that first.
Shema Yisrael Hashem. Okay, three.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah. Five. Elokecha.
Okay, it's five.
Yeah.
Six, unless you're counting Anochi.
No, six. Seven. Okay. That's seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Eight.
Yeah.
Nine.
Yeah. I'm getting nervous.
10, 11, 14, 15,
where's 18?
Yeah.
You missed
counted.
Okay,
let's continue.
You counted. Yeah, you're a better counter.
Every time you counted, it went up one.
No, you counted. I'm one.
We'll get to that in greater detail in the when we get to the fourth parak. But okay. Nonetheless, that's the drasha. Let's move on. Okay. So he says like this: V'im also came if a person davens the Shema Nesrei on that level, then Allah because of Omer, the pasuk says Kishmochela v'dashi and tisva nafshi, that his soul will be satiated with chelev, with fats and doshin and marrow, velo'o, which in the Mefarshim, some explain, the Marsha explain that this is actually comparable to bringing a carbon on the Mizbeach, on the base of Mekdosh. Velo'o, not only that, Ella, Shenoichel Shnei Olam, the person will acquire both worlds, namely, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, Vosofasi Rondosi Halufi. Alright. Okay. Now, The next piece of Gemara that we're going to be seeing is for the next lot is very, very fascinating because it's all the tefillos that were instituted by the various Amoraim, Chachamim, by the Shemoneh Esrei. And the Slach over here, it's very worthwhile listening to this very brief introduction, that the Slach points out a very big problem when it comes to our tefillah. The tefillah that we have in the Shemoneh Esrei Every single day we say the exact same words over and over and over three times a day.
Right.
On the other hand, so we have set prayers, set times, set prayers. The problem is that you're not allowed to make your tefillah set. So
keva.
Keva, right. So how is a person supposed to counter this? So he's
first of all, it's not a shema in the morning, the shema at night is not exactly the same.
The Shemoneh Esrei, just the Shemoneh Esrei, because that's what we're going to be talking about now. We're shifting to the Shemoneh Esrei.
Why are you not allowed to make it set?
Because it looks like it's a burden to you. It doesn't look like you're supposed to be something unique and different. That's what the Mishnah says.
Shabbos is different.
Correct, that's
Shabbos
true.
Shabbos is different. There's a change.
But every single day for... day in, day out, every time.
And we say
this.
Sim Shalom and Shalom Rav.
Okay. That's true, but it's basically the same paragraph, the same idea of asking for peace. So listen to the Slach. Very beautiful words.
You don't set your prayer in the morning. You have to be on a schedule. Everybody has to have a set time in the morning.
For what?
For Shachrit.
Correct. That's true. But the if you look at the actual, the Shemoneh Esrei, they're exactly the same. Everyone's saying the same word. Everyone's saying the same thing. So therefore the question is, how is a person able to really have a meaningful Shemoneh Esrei if it's really something which you continuously say? So let's listen towards the Slach. I'm not saying it as well. Listen to what he says. Slach Kasav, he explains, Levayer inyan tefilas ha'amaroyim l'acher shispalalu. I mean, after our Shemoneh Esrei, we have an extra paragraph, a little kind of sore, which we're going to actually see was one of the Amoroyim that instituted that. And for some reason, we picked up on that, what we'll talk about. We have to make our tefillahs with compassion and supplication. It's not supposed to look like, as you said, it's rote, it's just being done like lip service. I have to daven. Says the Slach, La'achar she'tiknu anshe k'neses gedola es ha'tekana shel tefilas Shemoneh Esrei b'nusach yochid. Since everyone has the basic same nusach of how to daven, but the anshe k'neses gedola, the men of great assembly instituted it, harei she'tefila nearest lanu k'tefilas keva. The problem is that it looks like it's a tefilas keva. She'chov aleinu l'spal, that we have to daven, we have to pray these specific words. The whole echad mehatanoim amaroyim hakadoshim hirgish chova benasho. Every one of the tanoim and amaroyim felt an obligation upon themselves. Lohosev rachmim v'sachanunim b'siyum shel tefila, that they would add their own special, unique tefila, which had something unique to do with their own life experiences. Today, in order shetefila lo techshav ketefilas keva. So that everything is rachamim. So therefore, kind of ending off on the right note in your Shemoneh Esrei really sets the tone of what everything before it was as well. And therefore, this is what we're going to see. Every one of the Tanoim, the Amoroim, they had their own addition that they made after the actual brachot, after the Shemoneh Esrei. The brachot was called Mashalom. That's really the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. That's the end of the brachos. The kind of sorrow is really not connected to our Shemoneh Esrei. And the reason for that, as the Slav said, is so that our davening is a little bit different.
Well, why can't you say this?
Yeah.
Yes, I can understand that. But Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv.
Yes.
All the prayers around it are completely different, okay? I mean,
true.
In Shacharis, we have the whole Shacharis, okay. In Mincha, you have Ashrei and Aleinu, thank by Ashrei and Aleinu.
Right.
Maariv, you have a whole, you have Shema again, with all the other, even that, and then the Brachos look for Achra is a little different, you have all the other things. So there's a difference, so the preamble and the, you know, whatever
true.
You do before and after
right.
is different. So that creates a difference.
True.
And Shemoneh Esrei is just the one stable factor that goes on between all three. It's the one connection, you can say, between all the three tefillos. Otherwise, they'd be completely, otherwise you say it's all different.
Okay.
So but it's the common thread, so to speak, between all of them.
I hear that. That's
except
true.
That the only thing that's called tefillah is the Shemoneh Esrei.
I know, we still call tefillah. Let me ask you a question. The time of Beis HaMikdash,
yeah.
We did all the avodas and we did all the karbanos. Is there any karban that we did it every time, all three, or they were completely separate?
The Talmid was brought in the morning and the afternoon, Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Bar Avayim.
Right.
At night, from the morning.
Okay, what about the Mincha time?
Tamid Shal Bar Avayim, the afternoon sacrifice, every day.
So, but I'm saying, so there was, those were the same thing too, if you want to look at it that way.
Right.
So that was by Rosh Hashanah. You didn't change up on your thing except for Shalosh Regalim or Shabbos. You brought the same thing. So why must we now have a Shemoneh Esrei, which is, you know, the main focal point of our tefillah, is replacing the Karbanos, which was by Rosh also the same thing. So you can say that was boring. Or, okay.
There's the element of Kavanah that we have to be concerned of. That.
But the same thing, the Kavanah with the Karbanos. Why would it be any different?
Don't you add for yourself in Amidah? Don't you add anything for Fa'inu or Shema Kalina? Don't you add anything personally?
That's right.
Personally, but we're talking about the person does it, and we're saying that tefillah is the same thing.
It's not by Rosh. Each tefillah is personal with your answer.
True. But for some reason, if you don't do that, the Shemoneh Esrei that we just have, everyone has the exact same tefillah.
Right, we sort of totally all has the same korban also.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would maybe
contrast it again to say that, again, there's an element of kavana that when it comes to a korban, first of all, we're not even
exactly. Even the Kohen's doing the korban. You're just sitting and watching them burn the.
Right, but they themselves, there's a whole lot more to say when you're doing an action. As opposed to just moving your lips. When you're moving your lips, you have to get your mind involved.
But you're not
when
doing the action, though. The big action is done by the Kohen. You know?
Right. So, but those
you
people that do
the
it...
Or whatever.
Correct. That's true. But the people that are bringing the karban, they're more likely to be doing it with a proper kavana because they're actually engaged in an activity. Here, we're just moving our lips.
But you could say, so the person that comes to Shulpo is taking the time, he's taking time out of his day, he's going to, he's setting aside the time to come down. Three times a day.
Right. The idea of the slach is it's not tefillah, it's kavah, but it may right. end up becoming that. There's the potential that you'll just end up becoming routine, and therefore it's necessary to add something to the Shemoneh Esrei, which is unique to you, which is has a personal connection to you, so that it will not ever even have that appearance.
I understand, but that's why we have the holidays, and that's why we have the Shabbos to differentiate in our lives. From what a normal humdrum thing is,
But it's a legitimate problem of tefillah of it being keva to the point that the Tanoim and Amoraim themselves were concerned of it, that they had to add their own tefillah to show that they had something special about themselves, that unique that they had to be misfiled for.
But they didn't add it in Shmachalim, they added it.
They added at the end, right after the Shemoneh Esrei is officially over, but before they take their steps back, as we do. Now we're gonna see what these tefillahs are. Some of them, of course, we know Elokei Nesor is taken. We're gonna see that on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph probably today. But some of them are used for other tefillahs, which we're gonna see. Which is interesting. Why something which was the Shemoneh Esrei we're gonna see are borrowed for other things. We'll get to that. Let's begin. We're to the two dots. Rabbi Elazar busted the Messiah Salusei Amar Hachi. Rabbi Elazar, when he completed his Shemoneh Esrei, he would conclude with the following words. Amar Hach, he would say the following: Yiratzin mofanecha Hashem Elokeinu. She be the ratzin of Hashem. Shetashken bipurenu, that He should make rest bipurenu. Rashi says bigoralenu, in our lot. Ahava v'achva v'shalom v'reyus, love, brotherhood, peace, friendship. V'tirbe gibuleinu b'talmidim, that I should have my borders filled up with students. V'tatzliach sofno, that my end should be successful. Achris, this end, v'tikva, to be able to see what happens, to see the hope of what will end up happening. We're going to discuss that in a second, what that means. V'tasim chalkeinu b'gan Eden, that my portion should be in Gan Eden, b'siknenu b'chaber tov b'yetzer tov b'olamecha, that you should fix me up with a good friend, a yetzer tov, b'nashki v'nimsa yachol v'aveinu li'ira shemecha. When I wake up, you should find myself yearning in my heart to fear you, V'tavuf necha koras nafshenu l'tova. And should come before me koras nafshenu, all of my koras nafshenu, all my needs should be l'tova, set before you for good. So that's how he would say this tefillah. So before we explain this tefillah in a little bit more detail, if we understand the life of Rabbi Lazar, we'll understand what exactly he's davening for. It's brought down in the Sefer Beis Yosef that Rabbi Lazar was one of, this Rabbi Lazar is Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua was one of the last of the Asari Harugi Malchus that died al Pikidash Hashem. And Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, he had many students, he had Talmidim Harbe, and therefore it makes sense that in his tefillah he was mispalel about his about Talmidim. And he says at the very end he ended up dying, he was murdered, and therefore even though he himself did not know this was going to happen, the Lashon of Ein Yaakov is Afal Gav De'ihu Lochazi Mazli Chazi. His mazel within understood what would eventually be happening. Therefore, he was mispalel in this Shmona Esrei, his own Shmona Esrei, that whatever happens at the very end should be with success. Which means when he'll be killed, it should be as a kapara for his entire life as an atonement. So that's how some people explain this. Why he was mispalel on this particular part of the Shmones, at the end of the Shmona Esrei. Now, what exactly does this mean? He says, "V'nimsa yachlov aveinu yira shemecha." My heart will be yearning to fear your name. So, if we look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, "Shul yisgaber aleinu yitzer hara behir hor halayu," that our yitzer hara should not get the best of us and overpower us at night. "V'asur me'acharecha biyom," that it will so much overpower us that it will turn us away from Hashem during the day. Elo, rather, kishemash gimim b'chol boker, when we get up every morning, nimsa l'vavenu miyachloch, we should have our heart yearning toward you. So therefore, that's the idea of this pasuk, that we should be influenced by Yetzer Tov, and then benashkim, then when we wake up, we should our heart should be yearning to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does it mean, the last part of his statement, of a tabul of necha koras nafshenu latova? So Rashi says, kolomen, it means sipuk sarkenu b'koras ruchenu, that we should have enough for our needs. Our needs should be fulfilled. Other mafarshim explain like this, that koras nafshenu, the needs that we're asking for ourselves, let it be latova, let it be for good, which means sometimes we ask for things and we think we know what's good for ourselves. The Matzias is sometimes we don't know what's right. We don't know what's good for us, ourselves. And therefore we ask that it should be that our Karas Namshenu, the things that we ask for, let it be in fact Latova, that the things that we're asking for are the things which are indeed good for us. Let's move on. Rav Yochanan Basan Masayim Slusem Rahachi. Rav Yochanan, when he finished his Shmona Esrei, he said the following, third wide line. Yiratzayin mofanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetetzis b'sneinu v'tabit b'raseinu. That you should look at our busha, you should look at our shame, v'tabit b'raseinu, and gaze upon our evil. V'tislavish b'racha mecha, and you should clothe yourself in compassion. V'tiskase b'yuzecha, and cover yourself in your strength. Speaking of Yisbal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be moichel for the things that you did wrong. But this ate b'chas yudusecha, and you should wrap yourself up in your chesidus, in your piousness. But this azer b'chen musecha, and you should gird yourself in your graciousness. The tavul v'necha midas tuvecha, the avonon osecha. And you should put upon yourself the midah of goodness and humility. Okay, and the significance of this particular tefillah, Rav Yochanan, who was referring to specifically Rav Yochanan Zakkai, he lived at the time of the Churban HaBayis when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and therefore he was, as the Ein Yaakov explains, our busha, our look and our shame refers to the fact that our Beis Hamikdash is no longer, that it's destroyed, and therefore you should have compassion over us for the fact that we're in gullus. Rav Zeira, Bussin Messiah Sulsar Mahaku. Rav Zeira, when he finished his tefillah, he said this. He Hiratzai Mofanacha Hashem Okenu, Shlo Nechata Volo Nebo, Shlo Nekalim Miabo Yisenu. That we should not sin, we should not be embarrassed or humiliated from, literally from our Miabo Yisenu, from our fathers. Okay? Rav Zeira, what was the significance of Rav Zeira? He was so concerned about not sinning, not being vulnerable from the kalim, and not being humiliated, not being embarrassed. So it's brought down in the Beis Yosef. He explains again, quoting the words of the Ein Yaakov, that Rav Zeira had many rishoyim that he interacted with in his life.
To repent.
He was hoping that they would repent.
Right, exactly.
But certainly for the fact that he would serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he should do so without busha, without any embarrassment or shame.
He was hoping that they would repent?
What were you quoting?
That they would repent. He says that Rav Zeira was involved in influencing the wicked to repent. See Sanhedrin 37a.
Right.
Is that they shall pray, sought divine assistance, resisting their enticements and not learning from them. He didn't want to learn from the people he was trying to, you know, sometimes you fall in, you know, Hirchek Mishachen Ra, so he didn't, that he should not fall into their ways, rather that he should be successful in getting enticing them to come over to his ways.
So as he was trying to be successful in the car, and
right,
sometimes when
afraid,
you put yourself
right,
out there,
you put yourself in the fire,
you can go toward them.
But it wasn't that he didn't want them to be.
Certainly would
he did.
Work.
He wanted
certainly
them.
Right.
Yes.
No.
He just didn't want that he should get caught up in their bad ways, since he was surrounded by them.
Very good. Okay, let's move on. Rav Chiya bas demasli amar hachi. Rav Chiya, when he finishes tefillah, he said the following tefillah: Yiratzon mufnach Hashem Elokeinu, shetei toraschem nosenu, that the Torah should be our
preoccupation.
Okay, it's a good word, preoccupation. Ve'al yidvul liveinu, that our heart should not be sickened, yichashchu einenu, and that our eyes should not become darkened,
dimmed.
Right. So this is again, Rav Chiya, as it's brought down in Yaakov, was a person who also had many talmidim, and therefore he was mispalel that they should be matzliach also. That their Torah should not be dimmed, as you said. Okay, now this tefillah of Rav is something which maybe most of us we're all familiar with. Rav Bastas Slusei Mahachi. Rav concluded his Shemon Esrei with the following very, very famous tefillah. Yiratzai Mofanecha Hashem Elkeinu. Shetitin Lonu Chaim Aruchim. Should have a long life. Chaim Shal Shalom. Exactly. That's right. This is where it's taken from. Chaim shel shalom, chaim shel tova, chaim shel bracha, chaim shel parnasa, chaim shel chilut tzamos, the strengthening of our bones, chaim shishmem, yiras chait. Right, so he mentions a life of, we should have yiras chait. Chaim shen behem bushu klima, we should not be embarrassed, ashamed. Chaim shel oishu rikali, life of, well, chaim shen banu avas teravir shemayim, also our children should have Avas Torah, we should have Yiras Shemayim. Chaim Shetimali Lanu as Kol Mishol Sobeinu Latova. Okay. Now, one of the questions that the...
You can ask a question right here. The whole thing is we try to differentiate the ending of the Shemon Esrei by having these extra things.
Yes.
If you're taking away the Tefillah of Baruch HaMachodesh, so what
he
do
did,
you do?
They didn't say it.
Baruch HaMachodesh at this time?
It wasn't this. Apparently, it was not this nusach. We didn't. Who knows what they said? Doesn't have what?
It's a different nusach.
It must be some. It's similar to this, though, in some nature. It's not. It's completely different. Look it up. So, one of the questions that the Meforshim, the famous kasha that's brought down by Berachas HaChodesh, is why does it say Yiras Shemayim and Yiras Chait two times, right? Always kedai to say this voice. It's a beautiful voice. I can't remember who says it. Then look it up. So right, it says Chaim Sheish Behem Yiras Chait, and then later, then again, it says at the very end of that same paragraph, a life of Yiras Shemayim Yiras Chait. So what's the voice? So the they explain that in between... Exactly, Osher Kovin, you know this word. That the it's one thing to have to be your Shemayim before you're given the bracha of Osher Kovin, of wealth. That's one Nisayon, the Nisayon of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in poverty. Then now that you are given the bracha of Chaim Shel Osher Kavod, you're given the bracha of wealth, again we have to be mispiled that we should have Yiras Shemayim. So easy maybe it is to person have Yiras Shemayim when you're down and out, but when you have everything going for you, at the time when you're in Osher Kavod, that's the time also a person needs to be mispiled for Yiras Shemayim. It's a little bit different. Go ahead. What does it say? A complete doesn't have anything like this. This is Berachas HaChodesh?
Yeah.
Where you say Rosh Chodesh, Kislev.
They don't have this thing, you know, that they say that the month of Adar, the third day,
nothing
like that.
Oh, okay.
They go to Birkus.
They don't announce.
Right, they go to Birkus Chodesh very quickly. It's almost like nothing special. I almost happened there. I couldn't believe it. They finished before I started.
What's the truth?
It's not a big deal for that.
There you go. Yeah, it's not in there, but it certainly is. Nusach Ashkenaz, this is done.
But I wonder where that comes from.
What? Where that comes from?
Maybe it also has a source in the Talmud.
I'm sure there's certainly some source, but I don't know. But it's brought down in the Mefarshim that the significance of Rav is he was actually, take this for what it's worth. It says that Rav was mispiled for Chaim Aruchim, for a length of days, a long life. And the Mefarshim bring down, I'm just going to read this so you know that I'm not making it up. Vihine hispalel Rav al Chaim Aruchim, vihahadilis shechaya sholosh meyoshan, kamosha kosav Aramba. It says that he lived 300 years. Whatever that. Maybe he lived a life, accomplished so much in his life, like someone lived 300 years. That's interesting.
Yeah, there are things in here that are very similar.
That what? In Berachas HaKodesh?
Yeah. Yeah, because he says, okay, brother, okay, so that's with the Yiras and Yiratzah.
Yeah.
So this is Yiras Novena, okay, Shemaim, Shishmaz, Rasib, Soros, Tovas, Soros, Yishus, and Nechamas, Marabakar, Lazarus, and Marabakar.
But our first paragraph
is different.
I mean, but
because they don't want to repeat it, but it's there though. You know, there's some form of it. You know, not completely, but there is.
I didn't look at the last paragraph.
You got to say the last paragraph. So the last paragraph. They just don't want to say it twice. That's all.
I mean, it's a good question that you know we take something which was initially instituted for the Shemone Esrei for Berachas HaKodesh.
Right.
And maybe so there's a logic why.
Well, my question is, when did Berachas HaKodesh come into play?
I mean, there was always a mitzvah. Again, Berachas, there's a difference between Berachas HaKodesh and the actual nusach that we have of Berachas HaKodesh. Clearly, it was taken directly from this tefillah.
How do we know that it was taken from this tefillah? Maybe he took it from there.
I'll tell you why. It's an interesting thing that's brought down in the sefer that you love, the Magid Taluma. Okay. It says that you'll hear some people that when they say the paragraph Yehi Ratzon, they end off the paragraph B'schus tefilas rabim. You ever heard that? B'schus tefilas rabim. We do that upstairs sometimes. B'schus tefilas rabim. The merit of the tefilah of so many people. It's a very, this is an unbelievable word. Listen to this. It says, V'nira shehu taos. This is a mistake. Shehayu kasov b'sidurim ha-kadmoinim roshum l'mata. On the bottom where this tefilah, which was mentioned by Berachas Chodesh, it never said the words B'schus tefilas rabim, which some shuls say, which we actually do sometimes upstairs. What it actually said on the bottom was it told you who was the author of this paragraph and who was the author of this. Right. He says, Birchas Tefilas Rav.
Not Rabbi.
Right, not tefillos rabin, but people thought, right, he says like this, that it was became a printing error, right? Ba'asher lo yada perushan shel devar, and the person who printed it had no idea what on earth this meant, these words, birchas tefillos rav. Obviously, he was not well-versed in this Gemara. And therefore, he figured it really meant to say b'schus tefillos rabin. Right. Right? So that you'll hear the words b'schus tefillos rabin, it really means tefillos rav. Rav was the one that instituted it, which I thought was a very fascinating thing. So he said, so some people do not add b'schus tefillos rabin. Clearly, in the Nusach of our Gemara, it's not mentioned. So therefore, there's certainly reason not to say. Now let's move on. Four lines on the bottom. Rebbe Basis Lusi Amar Hachi. Yehiratzon, what did Rebbe say when he finished his tefillah? Yehiratzon, this also may sound familiar. Yehiratzon Mofanech Hashem Elkeinu Melkei Avoteinu. It says, Shetasileinu Miyazu Ponim, Miyazus Ponim, you should save me from someone who's Azus Ponim, Mechutzpah, brazenness, Miadamra, Mifegara, from an evil encounter, Miyetzahara, Mechabara. Right.
Where's the Isha?
Did I say that in the Gemara? Was it the Adamra, Mi Yetzahara? Not this one. There is going to be one which was. No, there is one. The Gemara is going to bring down another person that says, throws an Isha, right? But I guess it didn't make it to our Sidur. Mietzahar, Michabara, Mishachinra, Misatan, Amashchis, the destructive Satan, Umidin Kasha, and difficult judgment, Umibaldin Kasha, Benshu ben Bris, Benshin ben Bris. Doesn't make a difference if he brought down over here, Sheinu Mol, Rashi says. Doesn't make a difference who the person is. And then the Gemara concludes, Mi'afagav, the Kaimi Katsutsi, Elad, the Rabbi. Even though Rebbe was very, very close to some very powerful officers, and we look at this last Rashi on the Amud, Shahayu Shotrim, the Shotrim or Shotrim, right? The Shotrim are the people, the not the judges, the Shotrim, the police, the guards, right? Omdim b'mitzvos Antoninus Lahakos Leinakim B'chol Omdim Olav. Anyone that stood up against Antoninus, we knew that Rebbe and Antoninus were very close to one another. They had many encounters with one another. And therefore, he had this protection from these people. Nonetheless, he was still Mispala. Okay. Rav Safra Basis Lusia Merhachi, Yeratzim Mofanach Hashem Elkeinu, Shetosim Sholom. The Pamalia Shomalo on the top of Amud Aleph, that Hashem should create peace from the Pamalia Shomalo. The Rashi says the Chaburos Sarim Olamos, the Sarim, similar to our Parsha, which is like the Sar Shalesav, that the
guardian angels,
right, of above, that there should be peace above, the Pamalia Shomat, as well as below, Vena Talmidim, as well as among the students. Oskin b'taraschah, that are learning your Torah, bein oskin l'shma, bein oskin shalol l'shma, whether they're learning for the proper reasons or not for the proper reasons. The whole oskin shalol l'shma, and he says anyone who's not learning for the proper reasons, yiratzon shi oskin l'shma, should be the will that hopefully they'll find the ability to start
right
learning l'shma. Of course, the famous expression, Mitoch shalol l'shma. Exactly. So, even if you may not have the right intentions initially, hopefully it'll become. And we'll eventually see this third Tosos over here, which is going to ask a question about the idea of tefillah, about the learning l'shma or not l'shma. That's going to be in the Gemara a little bit down on this Amid. So we'll just save that Tosos because it doesn't really pertain to us, even though it's a very nice Tosos. Rav Alexander. Basis Lucy Amarhaki, he wrote him of Nath Hashem Elkeinu, Shetandenu Bekeren Oyra, that you should place me in a corner of light. Yal Tamidenu Bekeren Chashecha, not darkness. Yal Yiduli Beinu, Yal Yichashko Einenu, that our hearts should not lose hope, and our eyes should not be dimmed. Ikidarmi, some say, Ha, that's Vila, Ha Raham Nunamasila. Rabbi Alexander, he said a different tefillah. This is another relatively famous one. That's the next one. Ribbono Olamim, Goli v'adul lefanecha, it's known before you, sure it's sonu laso sutsaincha, that we all really want to do the right thing and serve you. Umima akev, what holds us back? Sor shiva isa v'shiva malchios. The going out of order, the shiva malchios, the pressure.
Foreign regimes. Subjugation to foreign regimes.
Correct. And sor shiva isa is the sour dough which is put in our dough. And Rashi over here in the third line at the top, what's sor shiva isa? Yetzer hara. Shemulaneinu hemechtzinu, what's the idea of chametz is that, which represents the yetzer hara of Baal Gaiva, one who's haughty, who raises themselves up because of their haughtiness, is the yetzer hara. I'm such a great person, I'm such a big shot. So that's the sor shiva isa. So that's what holds a person back, the yetzer hara. He rots them with nefa, shetaselenu miyadan, they should be saved. The nashu lasso schukurit sernefa bleiboshon, they should be able to serve you with a full heart. Rabba basa susim rahach. Rabba, when he finished his field, he said the following. Elokai, anshul mitzartim, until I was not created, eini kadad, it was not worth for me to have ever been created. Better that I was never born. V'yachshav, and now, shenatzarti, now that I was created, what can I do? Ke'ilu natzarti, it's as though I was never created at all. What does that mean? So the Marsha explains like this. I'm going to read this inside. The Marsha is on when you sign him at Aleph. Let's look it up. We're in the middle of this tefillah, but the Marsha says on page. Good evening. Where is this Marsha?
A little late than
Zion. Mitzvah Hashem. Oh, so the Marsha is on page Hay, right column, 10 lines from the top. The Marsha, which is, talks about this tefillah of Elokai Anshul Mitzarati. Apima Shekosta Behima Satis Erevin, it says, Tov Lo Adam Shlo Nivra. The Gemara in Erevin says it's better that a person should never have been created. Mishinivra then from the fact that they were created. If a person had the choice not to be created, better that they should not have been created. That sounds
like Kohelis.
Sounds right.
Just like writing out something out of Kohelis.
Right. So the question is why? Why? Dahainu Mitzad Shahalavin Merubin Mehaaseh. Because there's more negative
stuff than good stuff.
And good stuff, right. There's 365 verses 248 mitzvah. Shahayu miskayamim bivada. If I was not created, then I certainly would have been able to have fulfilled the negative commandments. Because you can't murder someone if you're not alive. Right? So I would have been able to have not violated any of those if I was never created. It's true, I would not have been able to have been mekayem any mitzvahs if I was not created. But that's less than Mrs. Losa said. So that's how the Marsha explains this idea. It's not just to be stop depressing, that better that I was never created, but it means that you would have had more success, I've been kind of mitzvahs if I was never created. And then the Marsha says, yeah.
That doesn't make a lot of sense, because if you're not here, how do you get credit for not doing the law?
I wouldn't have violated the law.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you get the credit for a violation?
If you
wouldn't get a credit, but you wouldn't get a punishment either.
Yeah, but if you don't exist, you didn't violate, you did not violate a law, you just didn't.
The language of the Marsha is Shahayu miskayamin bevadai. You definitely would have been mekayim. I don't know the word mekayim in Jewish.
But if there's no you,
right.
How are you mekayim?
But they said the negativity.
You're neshama. You're still a neshama. You just were not placed right. into a body. You still are you. You're just not given the bechira, and you're not physically on earth. And then he says like this. This is the Marsha.
I just think I figured out an answer. 18. I think Hashem Lorkechem Amet. Shema, really have to say Hashem Lorkechem Amet to be complete.
Shkoyach.
To be complete.
Right, so you have to say it.
So Amet is the seal of God. It could be Amet is God's name. Hashem Lorkech 15 plus the 3. The when and Amet is part of the Yatsif. So So I think that's what it is.
Hashem will keep him in mind and repeat it.
Yeah. So there's two more.
Okay.
Oh, whoa. That's like there's a chazan.
No, it's for you too.
You don't say it twice. You're davening with his, you say it twice. You say it once, you don't say it again.
Okay. I'm trying over here. Now, let me just finish this Marsha, and then I just want to finish this Tefillah. Yeah. Okay, so then the Marsha says like this, Im lo nivro, that if I was not created, then I would have been able to be the kayim, for sure, the lo saseh. Lazeh over actual nitzarti, and he could die. Leos notzer. That's what it means when that paragraph says, if I was not created, it would have been kedai for me not to be created. Shahari tov li, shul nitzarti mitzad halavim. That it would have been better for me not to create it so that I would not have broken any of those lavim. Yachshav, shul nitzarti, now that I am here, kedei l'kayim asay, and now I can be mekayim mitzas asay, kiilu nitzarti. It's like I was not created. Shahari eni mekayamim. Because I was not mekayim them as I should have. And therefore, that's how the Marshal reads this paragraph, this tefillah, Elokai Achol Netzarti Eni Kedai. Now that I'm in this world, Gilu Netzarti. I was created in order to be mekayim the mitzvah saseh, and I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Afar Nibachai, it continues in the Gemara, I am as Afar, as I'm alive, Kavachomer, the misasi, certainly after a person has passed away. Harani lefanecha klim moli busho klim. I'm like a vessel filled with humiliation and embarrassment. Here it's on lefanecha, Hashem Elokai, shalachat o'od, I should not sin further. U'mashach atosim lefanecha, when I have sinned before you, Marek, Barachamecha, Rabin, please have removed with your abundant compassion. Avalolai yisurim, v'chaloyim royim, not through illnesses, sicknesses. Bahainu, so that was actually, it sounds like that was a tefillah, that was the tefillah of Rava after the Shemot Esrei. He would say this every single day. But the Gemara says that this tefillah was the vidui derav hamnun azutti biyom v'kipure. This was the vidui that was said, and of course this is on Yom Kippur.
Right.
And we do say this specific tefillah as well.
What is the difference between marek and machek? And are they two different words, or are they just variations?
Marek is obliterate.
Yeah, the Rashi translates when Marek is kole, when it's completely
obliterated.
Yeah. And what was the other word?
Machek.
Erase.
Erase.
I'm not sure.
I've seen different gears of, but they but they use them interchangeably.
Right.
And
they sound pretty close.
Pretty similar.
Now the next Gemara, which we're not going to see, we're just going to see the first line, and then we're going to stop. We're not going to see this because this is where the most mafarshim are on. Mar beredu ravina ki havi mesayim slusi amrachach. When he finishes tefillah, he would say Elokai neserol shon miras mosam medavim
b'rivu.
So if you would ask a survey of how many people know who instituted that last paragraph of Elokai neserol shon miras, how many people would know it's Mar beredu ravina? We would. Stop.